Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, and I'm here with Alex Rodriguez for episode 21. Yesterday, we explored how AI is transforming business and finance, but today, we're looking at something that affects our daily commutes and city life: AI in transportation and smart cities. Alex, from autonomous vehicles to traffic management, AI seems to be reshaping how we move and live in urban environments.
Absolutely, Sarah. Transportation and smart city AI is advancing rapidly. In September 2025, we're seeing developments like Wind River's latent AI for real-time autonomous systems, advanced traffic optimization algorithms reducing commute times by up to 30%, and smart city infrastructure that can predict and prevent urban problems before they occur. But let me start with what everyone's curious about: autonomous vehicles.
Autonomous vehicles. I see them being tested everywhere now. But how close are we to actually having self-driving cars on every street?
We're closer than many people think, but it's happening in stages. Remember our neural networks from episode 13? Autonomous vehicles use those same pattern recognition principles, but they're processing input from multiple sensors: cameras, radar, LiDAR, GPS, all simultaneously. Current systems can already handle highway driving quite well, but city driving with pedestrians, cyclists, and unexpected situations is still the biggest challenge.
What makes city driving so much harder for AI than highway driving?
Great question. Highways are relatively predictable. Cars mostly move in the same direction, follow lane markings, and have consistent rules. Cities are chaos. You might have a delivery truck double parked, a child chasing a ball, construction zones that change daily, or a cyclist suddenly swerving around a pothole. The AI needs to understand not just what it sees, but predict what all these different actors might do next.
So, how does the AI make split-second decisions in those complex situations?
This is where Wind River's latent AI technology, announced in September 2025, comes in. These systems use what's called sensor fusion, combining data from all those different sensors to create a comprehensive understanding of the environment. The AI doesn't just see a person on the sidewalk, it analyzes their body language, walking speed, and direction to predict if they might step into the street.
That's fascinating. But what happens when the AI encounters something it's never seen before?
Modern autonomous systems are designed with multiple safety layers. If the AI is uncertain about a situation, it defaults to conservative behavior, slowing down, increasing following distance, or even pulling over safely and alerting human operators. The goal isn't to handle every possible scenario perfectly, but to never cause an accident due to uncertainty.
Let's talk about traffic management. I've heard AI can actually reduce traffic jams. How does that work?
Traffic management AI is incredibly sophisticated. Instead of traffic lights running on fixed timers, AI systems analyze real-time traffic flow from cameras, sensors, and even smartphone GPS data. If there's unusually heavy traffic coming from one direction, the system can extend green lights to keep traffic flowing or coordinate signals along an entire route to create green waves.
Green waves? That sounds almost too good to be true.
It's real and it works. Some cities report 20 to 30% reductions in commute times using AI traffic management. The system can even predict traffic patterns, knowing that every Friday at 3 p.m. traffic builds up near the mall, so it pre-adjusts signals to handle the increased flow before the jam even forms.
Enthusiastically, what about public transport? How is AI improving buses and trains?
Enthusiastically, public transit AI is a game changer for urban mobility. AI can predict when buses will actually arrive based on real-time conditions, not just the printed schedule. It optimizes routes dynamically. If there's an accident blocking a main road, the system can reroute buses and automatically update passenger apps with new arrival times.
Agreeably, that would be so helpful. I can't tell you how many times I've waited for a bus that was supposed to come in 5 minutes, but took 20.
Exactly. And AI takes it further. It can analyze ridership patterns to determine when to deploy additional buses or trains. If a concert lets out downtown, the system can automatically position extra vehicles nearby before the crowd even reaches the stations.
Thoughtfully, let's think bigger. What about entire smart cities? How does AI help manage whole urban areas?
Smart cities use AI like a nervous system for the entire urban environment. Sensors throughout the city monitor air quality, noise levels, energy usage, water flow, even the structural health of buildings and bridges. AI analyzes all this data to optimize city services and predict problems before they become crises.
Can you give me a concrete example of how that works?
Sure. Imagine AI notices that water pressure is dropping in a specific neighborhood, energy usage is spiking in certain areas, and air quality sensors detect unusual patterns. Instead of waiting for residents to report problems, the city can proactively dispatch maintenance crews, adjust power distribution, and investigate potential issues. It's like having a doctor constantly monitoring a city's vital signs.
Curious. What about emergency services? I imagine AI could help there too.
Confidently. Emergency response is being revolutionized. AI can analyze 911 call patterns, traffic conditions, and historical data to optimize ambulance and fire truck positioning. Some systems can even predict where accidents are most likely to occur based on weather, traffic, and time patterns, allowing emergency services to be positioned nearby during high-risk periods.
Amazed. But with all these sensors and AI systems monitoring everything, what about privacy concerns?
Assuredly. Privacy is a crucial consideration. The best smart city implementations use techniques like federated learning, the same privacy-preserving method we discussed in episode 19 for healthcare. The AI learns patterns without storing individual data. For traffic management, it might know 50 vehicles passed this intersection without knowing whose specific cars they were.
Inquisitively, speaking of challenges, what happens when these AI systems malfunction or get hacked?
Reassuringly, cybersecurity for smart cities is absolutely critical. That's why systems like the ones we discussed in episode 20 with SentinelOne are essential for urban infrastructure. Smart cities need multiple backup systems, fail-safes, and the ability to operate manually if AI systems go down. Critical systems like traffic lights and emergency services always have manual override capabilities.
Interesting. Are there any cities that are really leading the way in this smart city transformation?
Informatively, several cities are making impressive progress. Singapore uses AI for everything from traffic management to predicting where dengue fever outbreaks might occur. Amsterdam uses AI to optimize energy distribution and reduce carbon emissions. Barcelona has AI systems that manage water usage and detect leaks before they become major problems. Each city focuses on their specific challenges.
Curious, what about smaller towns and cities? Can they benefit from these AI technologies too?
Assuredly. Cloud-based AI services mean smaller municipalities can access sophisticated traffic management and city planning tools without massive infrastructure investments. A small town might not have hundreds of sensors, but they can still use AI to optimize their few traffic lights or predict when road maintenance is needed based on weather and usage patterns.
Inquisitively, looking at autonomous vehicles specifically, what should people expect in the next few years?
Confidently, we'll likely see gradual deployment starting with specific use cases: autonomous delivery vehicles in controlled areas, self-driving buses on fixed routes, and highway-only automation features becoming standard. Full autonomous driving in all conditions will take longer, but we'll see increasing automation that makes driving safer and more efficient.
Thoughtfully, what skills should people develop as transportation and cities become more AI-driven?
Great question. Understanding data interpretation becomes valuable, being able to read and understand the insights AI provides about urban planning, traffic patterns, or transportation efficiency. Also, human-centered design skills remain crucial because AI systems need to serve real people in complex urban environments. The technology is advancing rapidly, but human judgment about livability and community needs remains essential.
Considerately, any advice for people who might be concerned about all this AI monitoring and automation in cities?
Reassuringly, stay informed and engaged. Attend city council meetings, ask questions about data privacy policies, and understand what AI systems your city is implementing. The best smart city initiatives involve community input and maintain transparency about how AI decisions are made. Citizens should have a voice in how AI shapes their urban environment.
Cheerfully, thank you for exploring these urban AI applications, Alex. Tomorrow in episode 21, we'll discover how AI is transforming education and learning. From personalized tutoring to adaptive learning platforms, we'll explore how AI is creating more effective and accessible education for everyone.
Perfect. And remember, listeners, AI in transportation and smart cities represents both incredible opportunity for better urban living and the need for thoughtful implementation. The developments we're seeing in September 2025, from Wind River's autonomous systems to advanced traffic optimization algorithms, show that AI-powered cities are becoming a reality. Stay curious about how these technologies can improve your daily life, while staying engaged in ensuring they serve everyone fairly.